You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Thank you for joining us. Agribusiness Innovation here every week. Freedom 106.5 FM, Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Today, I have a special guest, a young lady who is involved in agriculture, a young lady who went through the agricultural program from the government. So I want to know, why did she get into this? How much did she learn? It is not typical for a young lady to actively want to get into agriculture. And as we all know, this is exactly what the industry needs right now to move forward. Young people getting involved in agriculture. So Miss Edgehill, thank you for joining us.
Hi, it's a pleasure to be here today.
Wonderful. So, Miss Edgehill, tell us your age, first of all.
I just turned 32 years of age.
Now, before you got into agriculture, what were you involved in professionally?
Business management. So, I would have studied up to my bachelor's in business management at the University of Hertfordshire, as well as locally Roy Tech and CTS College.
Now, have you then traded corporate for agriculture?
I would not say so. I say that my background in business management is actually helping me in this agricultural pursuit.
What then piqued your interest for agriculture? Did you come from an agricultural background in terms of family? What made you get interested?
Well, I didn't have a strong agricultural background. You know, we just came from a household where, you know, kitchen garden. I had like my stepfather who would have done his own concept on agro-processing. So like he used to do salt fish, like salting fish and putting it in the sun to dry and going outside, making sure the rain and fall and wet, and things like that. So I had a good bit of agro-processing in the background, but like for physical agriculture, the traditional agriculture, no. What would have piqued my interest is, you know, after going through my degree and learning about the macroeconomics of what's going on in society, you know, I saw the agricultural program as an opportunity to be part of a change, as well as I have two sons. And after we go through the changes of life in terms of gaining education, you'd realize that, well, I realized that you need to have something more vocational, something like a trade, something that you can pass on to the younger generation. So when I saw the agricultural program, I was like, you know, it's something that had something as small as a mustard seed in the interest. But I was also looking at it more on the entrepreneurship side, because when you do your degree, they look at it as they always try to push for entrepreneurship. So that is what I looked at this program as, a stepping stone for entrepreneurship, to build something, to leave a legacy for something.
You sounded like you're thinking very strategically, because I also have a degree in management, and I feel as if it is a field that is very saturated and very easily substitutable for yourself or somebody else in the workplace. And hearing you say that you're looking to add something vocational really sounds strategic. So, you know, if anything were to happen, you have this to fall back on, or maybe it is that this could become something primary for you and very profitable, and you have the educational background to really look at agriculture as a business. So I'm happy to hear that.
Yes. So when we think, you know, and in the beginning, when I did my degree, I thought like, you know, we really had to climb the corporate ladder. But then you know, with career guidance, it's important for the youth. I really believe that this degree made it a big difference because now I can strategically plan how I'm going to manage my finances to become the better version, a better version of a farmer, you know, or anyone in the agricultural business. So, because you have, yes, you would have the physical skill set, but you would also have the business concept behind it. Because with every business, if you can take off a percentage of the external sources, like accounting, managerial, marketing, if you could take that off of outsourcing, that is extra additional profit for you as a farmer, as a business owner. So I think having the both ends, the business side as well as the physical and the tech, the skill set, is a really nice blend for me.
When you told your family that you wanted to add this skill set and go into this industry, what was their response? Were they supportive or did they say, listen, that's too much a hot sun, stay corporate?
Well, for me, they were really shocked because, you know, I just finished my degree. And it's like, you're going to do what next? You're going to do agriculture? They were so shocked to think that I'm going to do something like this. It was not something that they was expecting. But after I explained to them how it is, and then I was looking at my aspect as well. I was looking at my son, because my children, because they were saying, like, you know, you have your kids, you're going to do this two-year program. You have to, like, be fully committed to this program. So, you know, it was like, you know, they were saying, are you sure? And I'm like, listen, I prayed about it and I believe that this is the right step for me. So I'm going to do it regardless of whatever anyone thinks, because I really believe that having a skill set to be able to employ yourself is very critical out here. Given even after we passed through COVID, and you would see that the ones who would have had the skill sets, you would still need the plumbers, you would still need essential services. These are the things you have to study when you're going into business, things that will be essential in the long run.
Now, while you were in this program, were you still working full-time, or was this program a full-time program?
I was part of the third cohort, which was the second full-time program. So I would have had to been at ECIAF Monday to Friday, and I took it really serious. My attendance, punctuality, on point, because I was determined to make sure that this skill set is something that I would have attained. And I would have done part-time jobs, because even though we would have given the stipend, I would have still had additional means, because remember, I have two kids, so I would have still had to find some other levels of income to suffice what my aim was, which was to complete the program.
It's not like a hard, dedicated work. I like.
I am telling you. Yes, once I'm set my mind to something, there's nothing that could change. That is the goal, and we are going with it.
In this program, men versus women, were there a lot of young women in this program?
It was like about 75 to 25 on an average in terms of men to women.
And was there any stigma attached to a woman being involved in this course?
I don't think there was a stigma, because I mean, everyone who I would have interacted with, they had similar mindsets, you know, in terms of attaining something, in terms of self-growth. And it was a refreshing to see a lot of young women into a field where it's really male dominated, and still try to make their effort known. Because sometimes the women and all, like when they come, we bring a level of structure. So sometimes we might be the ones coming with the water bottles. And sometimes the guys are like, well, y'all did not a plan. So we bring a level of structure to the program. and it was refreshing to see a lot of young ladies in the program.
So we did this project and we visited a lot of different farmers, and there were some jobs that farmers said they specifically wanted women to handle. For instance, they said that if the goal was to plant a seed 18 inches apart, they would hire a woman to do that because the men would not take the time and measure 18 inches apart. They will get something 12 inches, 15 inches, 24 inches. So those specific jobs that need that delicate touch, they would prefer a woman to do. However, the hard labor of lifting up heavy things, they would say, okay, that's more of a man's job. Do you believe that in farming, there are specific roles better suited to women? Or in your experience, have you found that women are able to do every single task that there is on a farm?
I wouldn't say that there's every single task that needs to be done by females. But like, let's just say we are doing land prep, right? And then there's bags of manure, all 25 pounds of manure, and you have to, we are not on the flat surface. This is stuff that you're going up hills and valleys and you know, and we're trotting through areas where you would require a lot of upper body strength and manual, you know, the strength that you would need. It would take a longer time for me. From my experience, it would take a longer time. You would get the task done, but the time frame to get it done, it's, you know, a little more than one a mass somebody with a male would be able to do within the time span.
You know what else it is, though? They also said a lot of the men said that they would have preferred their wives to be the business mind behind the business. A lot of the men had said that they preferred to be in the fields and their wives being the ones handling the money, making the purchases, making the investments, making the negotiations as well.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I think that, to be honest, it's a really good idea because we tend to be a little more softer and more approachable as females. However, being in the field, I believe that the passion for what you're going to sell, you have to believe what you're selling, and not to stay in the back end and let's just go out there and sell and sell and sell. You literally being in the field and seeing how your crop is coming from seed to seedling to the actual product, and being that person to produce this, it's a really good feeling. Like, just before this interview, I just came off the farm. And just by waking up in the morning, having a cup of tea, watering your plants, watching them grow daily. If I am to tell you something, if I'm to sell you something, I am not selling you the product. I'm also selling you the story as well. So for me, feels more genuine if to have that person there and say, listen, we're going to market this product. I am seeing you from the ground up. If somebody asks me if I'm selling my product, if we use harmful chemicals, how am I to know if I'm not in the field as well? I would know certain things. I would tell you, well, our stuff is organic based, physical fertilizers, natural organic fertilizers like neem. And
we are back here. Thank you for staying with us, continuing the discussion with Miss Edgehill. If you've just tuned in, we're speaking about youth and women in agriculture, and Miss Edgehill is a graduate of one of the youth programs in agriculture. She is a farmer. Miss Edgehill, thank you for staying with us. The question I want to ask you right now is, what has your concept, or how has your concept of agriculture changed before joining the program and after getting involved with it?
Well, to be honest, I thought of agriculture in the beginning as manual labor. I didn't see it as opportunities for youth. You know, I thought, you know, it's just something that you would see the elders doing, because, you know, a lot of us, we see it as we'd be seeing the opportunity to make money, but we want it fast, as society would make it. But I was just looking at it as hard labor. But when I got into the program, now the program was well structured, I must say, because I learned from crop production, livestock, I learned agro-processing, I learned a whole lot of stuff that I thought agriculture was just planting. And it has so much other avenues. We have horticulture, we have apiary. So we have other things that you can get into to employ yourself. So when I got into the program, I came in with the business mindset. But when I got in fully, I realized, okay, business as well as agro-processing was something that sparked my interest the most. Because I could have nurtured my both, passions of business as well as my newly found skill into something to make something futuristic of myself.
That's interesting. So your first day in the program, what was it like then? Was it exciting? Was it intimidating? Was it confusing?
It was... Okay, so my first day of the program, I didn't know what to expect. I just know that, listen, we are going into this program with an open mind, because I strongly believe that you can try everything once. So after I made up my mind, like, this is something that we would have to do, and I'm committed to doing it, it was just open to trying something new, because I didn't want to, like, limit my mentality on what I'm to expect. I'm just saying, you know, this is something new, and we'd have to grasp all knowledge of it.
Now, what was maybe a skill or something you learned that surprised you as part of the program?
When two aspects was, the main one was agro-processing. As an entrepreneur, I would say the hardest thing is to innovate and to be creative on something, and they would have challenged us to be innovative in creating products. And today, I would have, from that same program, I am now going into agro-processing to make something that is, I would see as a parent, something that could make children's lives more easier, or parents' lives more easier, and stuff that will be healthier for your children. So I'm now looking, taking information from what I would have learned in the program, applying it to my daily lives, applying it to something futuristic that I can make a product. So it's caught, it is agro-processing is what really stood out to me in the entire program.
Are there any specific products that you think you want to get involved in?
Well, currently I am in the process of making my very own fruit jelly and gummy bear for children using the natural fruit that I would plant, as well as trying to step away from the use of gelatin. So I'm looking at making it out of sea moss as the gelatinization of my product. So I'm looking at making healthy snack options for children, as well as taking the opportunity to have them at their daily dose of fruit for the day, while still trying to grasp the concept of having parents buying fruits every day for their children. Having agro-processing in that concept helps to stabilize shelf lives. So, like, let's say you'd go buy bananas for your children. By 2-3 days, you may have to discard, you may have to do other things with it, make punch or something. But with agro-processing, you would extend the shelf life of the products that you would have purchased. Some children also don't like fruit because of the taste and the textures of the fruit. So having your child having a product that could save that time, as well as a parent, for having shelf life, as well as getting your children more interested in having healthier snack options, that is something good and something that I'm interested in.
So then now, flipping the switch, what was the hardest part of being involved in this industry so far?
The hardest part for me is just beginning to learn a lot more about something that, you know, you barely had much experience in, but yet still grasping the general concept of everything. So it's more the learning curve for me.
What about the hot sun and the heat and those things? How were you able to manage that?
Well, we live in the Caribbean, and I mean, when we tend to make complaints for a lot of stuff, but being, you know, we take the hot sun for Carnival, and I believe that, you know, if it's something that is fulfilling to you, it's something, in the beginning, it was kind of like, whew, but then after you get into it, you'll be like, this is something, it helps with the weight loss, it helps with the circulation, as we just heard the doctor before us. So it was really nice to have insight from a doctor's perspective as well. So the hot sun for me, yes, it may be challenging, but when I did my internship, we got valuable insight from farmers on how to strategically maneuver these things, you know? So we do early mornings, late evenings, you know, just to not be in the 12 o'clock sun. You know, you do preparations before and after. So things like that is what we got valuable insight from the farmers, because it's not like we just went to school and just did sit down in classrooms. We actually went on the field. We got insight from farmers who are doing this for years. And then we had our internship where we had a year to practically actually go on farms and actually do the labor ourselves. So I would say we got valuable insights on that and how to mitigate certain situations.
Now, was there a moment that you thought, listen, this is something I could do long term?
Of course, because when I got into agroprocessing, when I got the courses to do it, I am seeing avenues for me to be creative, for me to be innovative. And we already know what innovation is. Entrepreneurship is having that existing product, but what makes you different? And I believe that the program and the agro-processing aspect of it would create something that can be fruitful in the long run for me. So, of course, I would mesh what I've learned corporately with what I've learned practically and mesh the two of them together to make something long-term.
What about your peers? Do your friends see agriculture as something cool, or do they see it as something to avoid?
Okay, so I have two sets of friends now. My peers before would have seen it as something, well, my peers before the program, people would have known me before, they would see it as something like a lot of hard work, a lot of manual labor. But when you are in the different circle and the different environment, the other peers, the ones who would have been in the program with me, they look at it as something that they can see their future with. This is something that they can grow. This is something that they can put a lot of effort and emphasis in. And I believe if we as youths, if we are given the opportunity to excel, like this program would have given us the opportunity to harbor a skill, I believe that once we put that effort into it, anything could be considered long-term if you can see yourself doing it. And to be fully committed to a program for 2 years and more, because after the program, I didn't stop. I didn't stop and say, listen, that's it for the program. Let's go. I said, listen, this is something that I want to do. And we are going to go through it. And we are trying now to see how we can have our skills. I'm working with one of my colleagues right now. And we are on the farm here right now, sharpening our technical skills on the different crops that we would not have planted before in the internship. So we are trying, experimenting, because it's all about experimentation. And the ones who I associate, my friends and my colleagues, once you see something and once you are passionate about something, there's nothing stopping you from having it long term.
Now, it seems that you've been putting a lot of thought into this as your future, but a lot of young people, they still avoid it. What do you think young people mostly misunderstand about farming or agribusiness in general?
I think they misunderstand the opportunity, because agriculture has so much opportunities to employ yourself, and I believe that a lot of youths don't really have much belief in what the potential they could bring. I think a lot of personalities, your personality has to outshine. You have to believe in yourself and believe that you could accomplish something. So it's not more agriculture alone. It's like self-development, self-awareness of what you could be capable of doing.
Do you think there's a way that we could redefine or reapproach agribusiness to attract more young people in there?
A program like the YAP program was an excellent program. And I believe more advertisement, more marketing strategies to help the youth, because you would have touched over 1,000 youths. And now our youths, the youths that you would have touched with this program, has friends. So instead of the friends liming and doing other stuff, you would have more conversations about agriculture, making it spark into other lives. You would have your friends. We always have friends to go on lime and chit chat, but you know, you would have a friend to come and say, boy, let's go and do something. Let me show you what I'm doing on my farm. It one spark would lead to another spark and another spark, you know. So having youths in agriculture, using the youths as well as the marketing tool, instead of, you know, we've seen other farmers, but we're not seeing the youth. So social media, all these different things, use the youth that you already have existing in the marketing tactics of agriculture. I believe that once they see the opportunities, especially youth relating to youth, I believe that they will get more interest in it, as well as going into the secondary schools, put more interest into the agricultural science, and all these things. So started from that level as well.
So now that you're involved in it, what are some of the things that are involved in agriculture right now? Because I know you said that you've been planting a lot of crops right now.
Well, I am currently doing more traditional farming at the moment. We are currently on the ground right now. We have pak choi, we have cabbage. We just recently did a harvest of celery as well as cauliflower. So those are the four main crops we would have tried at the moment. We are now getting into peppers as well, in terms of seedling production as well. And I am into agro-processing. So I'm currently experimenting on my flavor profiles of my fruit jelly, where I'm trying to bring forth a product that does not require any additional sugar. So in terms of like the concentration of fruits and so forth, it will have just the flavor profile of the fruits with no additional sugar, no preservatives, as well as I'm trying to do the product of gelatin free, so it will be vegan friendly and halal.
So where do you see yourself in the next 5 years? You think you're going to be doing this alone? Do you think you're still going to be involved in corporate in some element? What are you thinking?
My goal is to build my business, my agricultural business, which is known as OptiGrow Agro Enterprises. And I strongly believe in 5 years, I should have my product out into the public, as well as expanding more into the products, expanding more into agriculture. I would love to have a pilot program into my secondary school as well, you know, getting more children involved. I am part of the PTA of my son's school. If I can, you know, I would have talks with the principal to at least have some sort of agricultural class in the afternoon. Because, you know, when I was going to school, they would have had like little extracurricular activities that we used to get involved in from 3 to 5, sometimes 3 to 4. Having some kind of pilot program in the schools, in like my son's school, in terms of agriculture, showing them certain things, that is something that I may see interested as well. So it's not just remaining in corporate. I'm looking to expand agriculturally, as well as expand knowledge about the program, knowledge about how agriculture can improve lives. And that's my goal for the next 5 years.
What about your kids? Do you think that this is a field that you think you'll encourage them to get into?
Definitely, most definitely. I believe that, well, I believe my eldest son, he may be onto the marketing side, but I see, you know, children, you see their personalities. So I really believe that they both will have their own part to play in building the business, as well as in their own field. But it's definitely something that I'm going to introduce to them, because I really believe that this program would have opened my eyes to a lot of stuff that I could do, as well as channel a lot of my thoughts, because a lot of youth have, they have a lot of thoughts and ideas, but not the right channels to zone into one stuff, so to one thing that can make something of them. So I believe that once that program did it for me, like, I had a lot of ideas on what I could have done for to become a business person, but this program would have extended that knowledge, as well as zoned into what I could create.
So do you think then that, I know this program was discontinued, do you think it is something that if we keep can have something positive to continue to grow the industry and the food security position of the region?
I strongly believe that as well. I believe, as we said, once we give youth the opportunity, I believe that it can impact what we do as an economy, can change the lifestyle choices that we would have created. When you go to the markets, you see the costs of different stuff. It have a lot of stuff that we import that if you give the youth the opportunity, they can grow for themselves, so you can minimize the imports of a lot of items, you know. So I really believe that if we got the opportunity, it would have been fruitful. Because I believe that they would have put a lot of things in place, and I am living proof that the program was a success. It was something that made a lot of youths look into the right direction, as well as open their minds and horizons to expanding into agriculture. So I believe that the program was great, and if we have programs like this more, and if this program was to continue, it would improve a lot of lives, as well as improve the economy one step at a time.
What I didn't ask you is access to financing, which is a big hiccup in this industry right now. How easy or how difficult was it for you to get financing to start and grow?
Well, part of our program, we had to create a business plan. So that was another thing. It's not like, you know, we just came into this program and we're going to learn. We had to come up with a business plan on how we would have been able to finance the startup of your business, the startup of your growing. I believe that we have a lot of opportunities. We had NEDCO. We have a lot of the financials like ADB. We had Republic Bank. They have a lot of agricultural incentives as well. So I just think that we need deep support. The more support that we get as youths in agriculture, it would be better for us to have access to finances.
So as we close today's program, do you have any closing remarks for our listeners?
Well, to all the females out there, as we are speaking about agriculture with females and women, I believe that agriculture is powerful, and it's not about growing food. It's something for yourself, for your future. So don't count yourself out as yet until you try. Don't limit yourself to what you think agriculture is. There is a space for women in every part of it, from farming to business to innovation. So it's what it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be the manual aspect. It can be the marketing aspect. It can be the innovative aspect. So don't count yourself out.
Thank you so much for joining us, Miss Edgehill. It's been a lovely discussion with you today. Tosca, this was going to bring me to the end of Agribusiness Innovation. This week, we have a lot of good programs lined up over the next few weeks. I think we even have one lined up with the applications of drones in agriculture and the potential. So it's a lot of interesting things going to be coming up. We have a lot of guests coming in from overseas to have some discussions with us. We're going to really be ramping up our discussions on this program. So thanks so much. That's it for me, Tosca.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.